Well, Ed, it's been a very long and interesting day. I don't know if we'll ever have another day quite like this one, but who knows, huh?
Right, and actually, based on the road we're driving on right now, I'm not even sure it's going to end.
Yeah, let's explain that we're in a van with a group of, I don't know, how many other people
13.
Here? 13. Did you count? All
yeah.
right, 13 people, and we are on a rural road out in farm country, and we'll just say in a restricted country.
Right, I think this road, Wayne, would be the envy of many four-wheelers in the United States.
Yeah, I believe that. Maybe you can sense us being jostled around here as we talk, but there's a very specific reason why we came all the way out here in the middle of nowhere. First of all, we stopped at a church today. Let's talk about the church and what happened at the church.
Yeah, it was really exciting, Wayne. I mean, we've got a project. We give out the speaker boxes that has recorded on it up to 30 hours of preaching. We went to a small church, and the people were turning in their old speaker boxes because they were having some malfunctioning, and they'd been
used
so much.
Well, there's a new technology available, and we wanted to swap it out.
Right, and they're smaller, and they're lighter, and they speak better. But these people, first, they took a day off from their paid work because they wanted to come and meet with us.
They're farmers. They work in the fields, and for them to, it's the middle of the week, and for them to take off work and come spend time with us meant loss of income for them, but it was that important to them.
It was very important to them. And Wayne, looking at their faces when they came up and turned in their old speaker box for this new technology, better box, was worth this trip times 10.
Yeah, you remember what some of them told us in the church in terms of what the box and the content, the programming of FEBC, what it meant to them to have that, to listen to be discipled and all?
Yeah, we heard testimony after testimony after testimony about how now that I've heard what the Bible says, it's changed my life. It's changed my relationship with my family. It's changed who I am. And one of the most impressive lines I heard, Wayne, was from that little old woman who said, "Now that I know what the Bible says, and it's changed my life, I'm teaching it to my grandchildren."
Yeah, I remember the teenager who said, "I'm better obeying my parents now because of what I'm hearing in the Bible studies that she's listening to." And she enjoys the music as well, which is understandable. So we went to the church, and the new speaker boxes were handed out. But to fulfill the experience, we needed to go where they were going to take these speaker boxes, which meant what?
We went to an outpost station, which was at the end of this road, which is barely passable, and we had to get out of the van and get onto the back of motor scooters because it was only a one-lane road.
I think we're actually about, 50 kilometers from the church?
50 kilometers, exactly.
These farm workers come home on the weekend, go to church, and head right back to the field where they basically camp out in the fields all week long.
And leave their young children at home alone to fend for themselves while they're working.
But when they go back to the fields for the week-long work, they take the FEBC programming, the chips, the SD cards, and the speaker boxes, they take them with them. And they actually, one guy volunteered to take the large car battery so that they could all recharge them and listen to them while they were working in the fields.
And you know, Wayne, we took that car battery on the motorcycles. We had that with us when we went out
that.
There today.
You
yeah,
did?
We sure did.
So it's already there.
Yeah, but imagine carrying a 12-volt car battery on the back of a motorcycle. It's not the easiest thing in the world.
I miss that altogether. Well, I hope you're getting the picture of what it means to someone to have the Bible studies, the music, the spoken content that FEBC provides in these little chips that put in these speaker boxes, and what it means to people. It's hard for us to understand just what it means to them.
Yeah, and it's a really different experience for us, Wayne, because, I mean, I really see in all of these people this tremendous thirst and hunger for God's Word.
Yeah.
This is what they live for. Just imagine doing this 50-kilometer ride, most of them on motorcycles, and really the only reason they're going home is to go to their church service on Sunday and to get their chip reprogrammed at the hub. So they've got another week's worth of listening material out in the bush when they're away from their family.
I just think it's an amazing story, and it's hard to explain it, but we've seen it firsthand here today. We've seen the faces. We've heard the testimonies. We know the people now, a few of them at least, who are being fed spiritually because of these little speaker boxes. An amazing technology. It's God's gift to us at this time.
It absolutely is, Wayne, and I wish we could paint a picture for those that are listening to this recording. For what this place